You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And of course, on Thursday, we have the State of the Nation address to be delivered by the President of the Republic, President Cyril Ramaphosa. And ahead of that, we're going to be taking a look at what we could potentially expect or what we should be thinking about ahead of that State of the Nation address. Obviously, as I mentioned at the start of our show, we will not be having our show on that day. There'll be a build-up, a special build-up broadcast ahead of that State of the Nation address. So we will not get the opportunity to react to the State of the Nation until Monday. So we thought we'd have the conversation today, see if we can prepare for it ahead of time and see what our expectations are. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Raymond Parsons of the Northwest University School for School of Business and Governance to take a look at this. Dr. Parsons, good evening. Lovely to catch up with you as always. Your thoughts around the State of the Nation address. I want to get your expectations from a realistic point of view, but also your desired expectations around what you would like to hear. Let's perhaps start with your expectations for this year's SONA.
Yes, well, good evening to you. Look, I think quite rightly, the eyes of business and the markets will be sharply focused on the State of the Nation address. Indeed, should be, because its basic message in our current global and domestic economic circumstances have become of great importance. And we know that this is the first SONA through the 7th Democratic Parliament by President Ramaphosa as head of the GNU. It's the first opportunity to do so. So if we look at it from a business and a market point of view, from an internal point of view to start with, I think it's important that one of the expectations will be that the SONA will outline how the GNU plans to now expedite far-reaching and urgent economic reforms, which will serve its commitment to higher job-rich growth. And in doing so, to build on the progress that we've made in the last few months. So the SONA really needs to add some new dimensions to consolidate the work that we know is needed to create this bigger, stronger, and better economy that we need. But at the same time, we know that in the last few months, South Africa, as many other parts of the world, are facing new global risks and opportunities. So the SONA will have to incorporate some adaptations and revised strategies to deal with the changing global environment. Now, there are several options, of course. Of course, we want to have dialogue and constructive engagement with our trading partners so that we can navigate the potential headwinds and perhaps convert them into tailwinds. What we really want to do as part of the SONA is how do we make the South African economy more Trump-proof? That's quite important. So I think they are both internal and external challenges where the SONA has to step up at the plate and show the new insights and the leadership that we would like to see.
Mm. Dr. Parsons, you touched on the GNU aspect of it, and I want to look at that in a bit more detail. As you mentioned, this is the first State of the Nation address under the new government of national unity, a government of coalitions, the government of whatever we're calling it in this day and age, but effectively a government of more than one political party. Is there some sense of concern or perhaps trepidation that comes with sitting there and having to balance the views of other parties from a presidential point of view? Or is it the time for the united parties to actually show that they are united?
Well, I think what's important, we know that with the formation of the GNU after our important election last year, the markets and business have responded very positively. Yes, they've accepted there will be hiccups. There are several stress tests which the GNU has had to pass and will continue to pass. But I think one message that needs to come out to the markets and to business is that we are beginning as a GNU to overcome some of those issues. Remember that the previous medium-term development plan was a legacy of the purely ANC government. Now, in the last few days, the GNU has been engaged on their medium-term development plan. So that will be an important part to see how much of that is incorporated in terms of what you expect the SONA to do in terms of growth, employment, inequality, and so forth. So I think that's an important test that the sonar has to pass, because from the point of view, as you saw, even when there was some media headlines that maybe the GNU was in danger, the markets didn't react well to that. They think that that warts and all, we need to get out of the sonar, the next level, the next step of improvement in the GNU, so that it can meet what it has said it's committed to, namely higher, inclusive, job-rich growth, which is what the markets and business also want to see.
Mm. Dr. Parsons, I want to take a look at something you alluded to, but something we've also been wondering and pondering about, and that is Trump-proofing the economy. I mean, we've seen some very clear statements out of Washington, a very clear and concise response out of the Union buildings and out of South Africa as well, addressing certain matters. Is the State of the Nation address another opportunity to then stand up and say, this is what is in the best interests of South Africa, this is what we're going to stand for, and to really put a firm foot down and say we will not be swayed either way? Is that an opportunity that the president should be using at a platform like that?
Obviously, clearly, because of the change in the global situation, and in particular in regard to the United States, I would hope that the president will address that. So far, I must say that I think the president has said all the right things. He has been calm. He's wanted to engage. He wants intensive and smarter diplomacy. After all, we are hosting the G20, which will mean, of course, President Trump will be coming to South Africa. We know that the Secretary of State of the U.S. will be here in 2 weeks' time. And we also know that next year it will be the U.S. that takes over the G20. So we have to be sensible. We have to embody in the GNO what some of the outlines are of how we're going to deal with it. We need to diversify our economy, of course. We need to maximize our interests in the African Free Trade Agreement, in BRICS. If I might use a nursery rhyme as a metaphor, you know the story of the three little pigs and the big bad wolf. The first one built his house of straw, and the big bad wolf blew it down. The second, of wood, it was also blown down. But the third little pig was smart, and he built his house of bricks, and the big bad wolf could huff and puff and couldn't blow it down. We have got to build an economy of bricks by engaging, and when I say bricks, I mean BRICKS, of course, but also BRICS. The fact is we need to strengthen our economy to follow through on the growth-friendly policies to which we are committed, because the best antidote to bad external news is a stronger economy and stronger growth. And so both the sonar and subsequently the budget, which will come in 2 weeks' time, have to collectively say to the country and the world, we are going to control events in the interests of South Africa's economy and make both business markets and the population out there feel that there's confidence on which we can approach dealing with this year of 2025, which in any case is going to be a roller coaster year.
We have to put South Africa first. It's time to get it right and get that done. And the State of the Nation address coming up on Thursday is the best opportunity to put that foot forward. Thanks so much, Dr. Parsons, for those contributions. Dr. Raymond Parsons of the Northwest University School of Business and Governance on his thoughts and expectations ahead of the State of the Nation address on Thursday.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.